Marty Drum, your new CD is called South of Lafayette. And all of these songs that refer to Paris and Sicily and Lafayette and Niagara Falls, places. Is this a kind of a travelogue here?
It wasn't planned that way. But when I looked at the bulk of work, it seemed that each of them placed a character or the song or the story in a specific place. So whether it's Sicily or Maine or Niagara Falls, everything sort of came up as a travelogue.
Got an old map of Arizona. It has faded through the years. Blue highways across the mountains. Got an old map. I always keep it near.
Artie Drum's musical travels began in New York's Greenwich Village in the folk scene of the 1960s. Sounds of Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, and John Sebastian. He and his brother Happy Traum played together for many years, opening for Dylan, for Peter Paul and Mary, and Paul Butterfield. Artie Drum took a detour to focus on acoustic guitar technique and released a string of instrumental CDs. Now he's come home to vocal music. South of Lafayette is his first CD of songs in some 15 years. Traum's passion for travel even won him the Italian Leonardo Award for Journalism. In 1998, he wrote eloquently about Sicily and its surrounding islands.
When you're in Sicily, you're sort of overwhelmed by this sort of deep sense of history and tradition. When you're in Maine, you sort of overtaken by the cool breezes that come off the ocean or the way the hills look with the pine trees on them. So every place has its own direct reference, and each character relates to the place with their own story.
Strange to be here with the red sun blazing on the coast. They say the city is dying, but I think it's just lost.
Now, South of Lafayette is obviously talking about Lafayette, Louisiana. Why Lafayette, Louisiana?
Well, Lafayette, Louisiana is one of the last places you can be in Louisiana before you sort of hit the bayou and you get into the Gulf of Mexico. And because it's near the coast and the sort of wild area, you have a sense that almost anything can happen in Lafayette. And it's certainly a Cajun town, and with all the Cajuns around, and the incredible music they make, and the wonderful food, I found it to be a very evocative and very, oh, it's just a place that keeps pulling me back to it. I've been back there a couple of times since, and I felt that would be the essence of this album, and that's why I called it South of Lafayette.
We say we'll take our chances. Life is dangerous. We'll just stick around. Somewhere south of Lafayette, somewhere on the coast, where the winds shriek like sirens and everyone gets lost, all stranded.
You jump in the recording all the way to Sicily.
Well, it's funny because Sicily has that same quality as Louisiana has. It's the feeling of sort of an ancient energy. And it's also the feeling that, again, anything can happen. You know, Sicily was overrun by conquerors for thousands of years. And it has such a rich and varied and unique history. So Sicily seemed like a very good specific setting with which to put my character in that song.
I came here for the light. It shimmers on the sea. I sit alone, paint my canvas, lost inside your memory.
The song talks about light and painting, about love and loss. There's a line in it, "I cry like an angel in the hills of Sicily." Who's doing the crying? What's that about? Do you paint?
I don't paint, but I feel like in a way the songs are paintings. Like these particular songs, to me, are meant to be sort of little vignettes and little paintings. And when I'm in Sicily, I've been there about 5 times now, and I always have this sense that I'm almost at the point of tears. And it almost feels like I do want to get on the edge of a cliff, feel the wind coming through across the ocean, and just sort of muse about what life is about and what my life is about. And I feel that that's what that song was meant to do.
I'm down here on my knees. See me crying. Yeah, I cry like an angel on the hills of Sicily.
So do you, this is partly you and partly some imaginary creature that, someone who sounds a little more tragic than you usually sound.
I'm not really a tragic character, but I have the sense that when you write a song, what you want to do is distance yourself from it to some extent and then put yourself squarely in it in another sense. So in this way, there is a character who's an artist who's gone to Sicily. He's very, very sort of lovesick, and he's gone there to paint and to sort of find himself again. And in a way, that's the story of this CD. I was looking to find my voice again.
So all those years of playing and not singing kind of caught up with you?
I think very much so. You know, I started out as a singer-songwriter, and I left it to become an instrumental artist for many years. And going back to singing again has been really, it's just been a revelation for me. It's been really great fun.
Gonna get a little sassafras. I'm gonna get some ginger root. Mix it up in a great big teapot. It's the least that I could do to cure a fever that I caught up in a Yankee swamp. To cure a fever I caught up in a Yankee swamp.
Now, obviously, you've played guitar on lots of other people's recordings, and you have quite an impressive crew backing you on this one, including, among many others, David Sanchez, who plays with the E Street Band. John Sebastian plays harmonica on a couple of songs. What is this, Old Home Week or something?
It's almost the same crew that has played on all my instrumental records over the last 10 or 15 years. It is Old Home Week when I get together in these studios in Woodstock, New York. There's a place called the Make-Believe Ballroom where I recorded this. And these musicians, Tony Levin and John Sebastian and David Sanchez, they're all very dear friends of mine. So when I record, it really becomes an exercise in just having a party and having a great time.
It sort of sounds like that on the track Niagara, which takes a sort of funny turn right at the end, as if something didn't go quite like you expected.
Well, in a way, Niagara. Some of these tunes were cut live, and Niagara is one of them. And the spirit of that, it's kind of a finger-picking piece. It has a very folky element about it. And literally, we all felt that we were going over the falls at the end, and we sort of all cracked each other up, looking at each other in the studio. And we decided to leave that laughter in. It gives it a realness, I think.
That must be Niagara rumbling in the distance. Someone went over the fall.
Artie Traum's new CD, South of Lafayette, is on Roaring Stream Records. Artie, this is a new label. Are you going to sign lots of artists and do more records?
I am thinking of signing some other artists and doing some different records. As you know, the music business has changed immensely over the last 5 or 6 years. And many of us have decided it's a good time to be entrepreneurial. And I felt that this is really the time to strike out on my own and see how I can do. so far, I'm really happy with the results, and we'll see how far Roaring Stream Records winds up going. But so, we are swimming uphill, as it were.
Are you looking for brother Happy to be one of your stable of artists?
My brother Happy can join me anytime, any place, and in fact, I would love to sign him. I just have to get past his lawyers.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Linda. I appreciate it.